This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Metro Los Angeles is an expensive housing market, and one approach has been for multiple buyers to split the cost of a property, not just houses, but apartments. KCRW's Anna Scott has the ups and downs of this strategy.
When Chrissy Callen and her husband first saw the listing for a three-bedroom apartment in central L.A. for $650,000, they thought it was too good to be true.
We kept trying to get to the crux of it and thinking, like, why are we saving about $100,000 off of a similar condo?
The reason is they'd be buying into something called a tenants in common, or TIC. That's when a group of people goes in on a property together. Instead of buying a specific apartment, like in a condo, everyone shares title on the whole building. It's different from either a co-op or a condo arrangement. In Callen and Mandarino's case, the apartment they ended up buying was part of a triplex with two neighbors.
We all each own 33.3% of the property together.
In the past, this kind of arrangement usually meant family or friends splitting a mortgage. But one bank offers separate loans, making it easier and less risky for groups of buyers to come together. If one person defaults, it won't affect everyone's mortgage. Sterling Bank, based in San Francisco, only recently started doing business in LA, and some see this as a great opportunity.
The way I look at it is we're sort of spreading equity around to more people.
Liz McDonald owns the real estate brokerage, The Rental Girl. She says group purchases create more affordable options in a pricey city. But there's another side to these deals. Some investors are buying rent-controlled apartment buildings, evicting or paying tenants to leave, and then selling off the properties in shares. Mimi Lee got an eviction notice last year from a new landlord who planned to do this.
I have no idea where I'm going to go.
Her eviction was later halted for the moment because of a technicality, but Lee joined the LA Tenants Union and through it met other renters in the same situation. She and other activists say tenants in common deals are making LA's affordability problem worse, not better. It's hard to say exactly how many buildings in Los Angeles have gone from rental to for sale in this way. The city doesn't track that. In Los Angeles, I'm Anna Scott for Marketplace.